This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Wonderful radio. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen at the controls. Inside radio. Yes, this is an insight into inside. So my insight today comes in the form of a note at the Doug, Jen, Victoria Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. David Sink, who says he's a longtime listener. And he starts the message off by saying he doesn't like to say it because Doug is and should be a part of radio history. I think he doesn't mean that necessarily in the most positive light. He says, it's time for you to give up the gavel. You work too hard, Doug. Many irons in the fire, lots going on. The girls should take over. Take a break. You may finally find yourself. I enjoy all of you. That's just my opinion.
I didn't know you were trying to find yourself.
I didn't think I was lost. I know exactly where I am, right? I used to say to the kids when we were growing up, because my daughter used to get scared when we were driving around and she thought we were lost. So she'd say to me, Daddy, we're lost. I said, no, we're right where we are. We are where we are.
And wherever you go, there you are.
That's right. Yes. Miles does that also as well. If we take a different way, because he's very observant, if we take a different way, he'd say, Gramps, why are you going this way? We're going the wrong way home. I said, nope, hold on, Miles. You'll see that we're getting home. I'm taking you a shortcut so you can see different things. So, anyway, no shortcuts tonight. But, Mr. Sink, thank you for your opinion. And it is just that.
I'm glad you got my letter.
Yeah. Yes, Jennifer's been plotting for years.
Mr. Sink.
To get me out of here so she and Victoria can take over the world.
That's right.
One station at a time. So let's get to it. The coronavirus, do we have any more Joe Biden stuff? I don't know about Joe Biden. What are we going to say about
Maine,
Joe?
Maine was officially declared for him?
Yes.
After
yes.
counting?
Yes, Maine. Yep.
Did California finish all of their counting yet?
The counting will go for weeks, but Bernie won. He's ahead by like 10 points in the polls, but we split up our delegates, so as long as everybody gets, I think 15% is the marker, they get some delegates from the state. In fact, Bloomberg, I think, got 14 from California, and Joe Biden, I think, got 40-something, and then Bernie gets like 155 or something so far, so... That will change. The delegate count is close. It's about 60 delegates away from each other, so that is still percolating. Elizabeth Warren is reassessing her campaign, so we may hear today if she's going to drop out and give her support to Bernie or not. And then the coronavirus has hit California. California had their first, I live here, had our first death from the coronavirus. This was a cruise ship passenger that died from the coronavirus 2 weeks after he returned home. This is the first death that California has seen as the coronavirus spreads throughout our country. The death reported Wednesday was linked to the Grand Princess cruise ship and was the first coronavirus fatality outside of Washington State, where now 10 people have died from the virus. The cruise ship was being held off of California's coast so that health officials could screen the people aboard, some of whom were on an earlier cruise with the California victim. How does that feel? And the unidentified victim so far was 71 and did have underlying health conditions. According to Placer County health officials, they said he was likely exposed to the virus on the cruise from San Francisco to Mexico between February 11th and the 21st. The Grand Princess finished its Mexico trip last month, and then it went on another cruise to Hawaii and is on its way back. Some passengers from that cruise were on the previous one, so now they're keeping them kind of quarantined off the coast.
So there is
not a good time to go on a cruise.
Nah, I'm not sure it's ever a good time to go on a cruise unless you like to. You know, if you're the only time.
Some people love it.
Cruises.
It's just I did one. It's not really for me, but I know, you know, there were two huge, because we live right on the shore here, so we can see all the, you know, the giant liners. Ships out in the ocean, and there were two cruise liners on Sunday night. Not that far apart from each other, that they had left New York and were probably headed to Miami. But everyone, it was funny because we were out to dinner, and everyone in the bar area where we were kind of looked out and saw the lights on both cruise ships, and everybody said the same thing. Wow, I would not want to be on either one of those boats right now. Yeah. It's just, it's...
There was this poll that came out that...
There's so many diseases anyway, but...
Ugh. Yeah, there was a poll that came out that said if you were given a cruise right now, a free cruise, would you go? And 2/3 of Americans said no, they would turn down a free cruise right now because of the coronavirus. Uh-huh.
Well, United Airlines had to, I don't know if we didn't talk about it yet, but United Airlines has cut their domestic schedule, like, drastically. And I got an email yesterday because I'm a United member. And if you book between now and the end of March, any ticket, wherever you're going, they're waiving all of the change fees. Yeah. They're anticipating that stuff's going to get canceled. So.
Right. They've got to keep the cash coming in. The folks in Seattle, I was just looking at one of the trades. The focus on Seattle radio coverage, because that's, you know, as Jennifer was just saying, that's where the epicenter sort of is in our country, Washington State. But they're trying to figure out how to do this in a way that doesn't scare everybody, including people in their own offices, their employees. So I think that's they've told the employees to keep their area clean, wash off the work area with the very... What did you say? You had a great formula earlier, Victoria, mixing 40% of something with 60% water.
Well, to clean your cell phone, you can use 60% water, 40% alcohol. Mm-hmm. But you have to be careful because you can't put it directly on your screen. You should have a screen protector.
So, as much
but
as I fly...
But part of that story was because of that new study that came out, the coronavirus can live on hard surfaces for 9 days.
Yeah.
So if you're on a cruise ship and they think, you know, that, oh, everything's clear, and when you leave, you know, the 2-week quarantine is probably not even enough, really. And I'm not in favor of quarantines, but, you know, anyway, it's probably not really enough, because if it can live on a surface for 9 days and then it takes a few days or more for you to develop symptoms, then 14 days isn't enough.
Uh-uh. I would suggest, as I was thinking about getting on the plane Saturday to go back to Los Angeles, the way I've told you several times about what I do when I sit in the seat, I take the tray out and I wash it off. Now, the suggestion is that you need to disinfect your entire space on an airplane. So bring with you something like Victoria just described and clear the air vent over you, clear around that surface where the light is, where you're going to touch the button, wipe off your seat. Wipe off that seat belt, the buckle on the seat belt, wipe off the armrests, wipe off everything that's in front of you on the seat, everything. Wipe it off.
You have to wipe down the seat. The buckle of the seat belt is awful, too. But, you know, I've heard so many horrific stories that you have to wipe your seat down because do you know how many people pee themselves?
I know.
It's disgusting, by the way.
That. Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Where did you hear that?
I read a lot of travel blogs and stuff, and like flight attendants are always, you know, giving tips and things like that. And they said that that's something that people don't really think about, but that's why you should always wipe your seat down. And it happened to a friend of mine. He got on a flight, and there was like a puddle. Like he thought someone had spilled some water on his seat, so luckily he looked before he sat down, and when he wiped it up, it was all yellow. It was urine. Ugh. It's gross.
Oh, my God. You talk about me with gross stuff. Give me a break.
It's a fact.
But
it's just
true.
A fact.
Yeah, people either get stuck in their seat, or they're drunk, or they're taking medication, and they're just out.
Thanks a lot for spoiling my next... I'm going to have to bring a bucket of water on the plane with me.
Water isn't going to do anything. You need to bring some antibacterial wipes. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And the headphones, by the way, those little earbuds that are in the plastic and you think those are all clean? Give that another
shot. Don't they throw them out?
Well, they're supposed to.
Why don't you have your own? Work in radio.
I don't.
Okay.
No, I have my own. I have my own headset. No. I have the same headset. I have Sony. What are these? The Sony Professional. I have like a dozen sets of these, and I always have one with me on the plane. Always.
Right.
I've never tried though using the because this is Framingham's the headquarters of Bose, and I've actually never tried Bose on the radio.
It doesn't work. I've tried it. The noise cancellation, it doesn't work. You have to turn it off, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work.
I like the Sonys I've had for years and years and years. I like them the best. All right, too much inside. 16 after the hour. Time for me to tell you about the special from MyPillow at MyPillow.com. It's BOGO time. And you're saying, what do you mean BOGO? Is that like bonus? No, BOGO is buy one, get one free. And anything that's in the catalog right now between April 15th or something like that. It's good. Yeah, April 15th. So from now to April 15th, you go to MyPillow.com and you buy anything that's there. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels, duvet covers, dog beds, you name it, whatever's in the catalog. This is the first annual, something obviously they want to do every year because it's great for the listeners. It's great for the people who are customers. Buy one, get one free. That's the sale going on right now. Take advantage of it. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV to buy one and get one free at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This portion of the program presented by Rocket Mortgage from Quicken Loans. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push a button and get a mortgage. That's not a bad idea, right? The latest from Bernie Sanders, he says, I don't want to reflect on my lack of support among black voters. I wouldn't either if I were you, Bernie.
He's got a lot of Latino voters, though.
Yeah, he seems to. Asians, that sort of thing.
That's how he won California.
Back to the whole business of separating people out like that, I think it's a shame. Alex Rodriguez says the Astros suck. Basically, he says the sign-stealing scandal. Who did he play for, the Yankees?
He might buy the Mets, actually, Lewis said.
Really?
The Mets are for sale.
Can he do it on his own, or does he need a partner?
I'm sure it's with a group. It'll be a group thing, yeah. Derek Jeter he owns the Miami, the Marlins. I'm not a baseball fan, so don't write hate mail. Whatever that team in Miami is that he part owns, it'll be similar.
Miami team.
Like a big syndicate.
It's the Miami team. Miami.
I think it's the Marlins, right?
I think it is.
Or is that a Florida? I don't know.
No, those are over in Tampa, I think, aren't they?
You're asking the wrong person.
21 after the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Weirdness quotient, also known as Throwback Thursday, when Doug likes to engage himself and his fabulous voice in pop music, not of the day, but we go back. Throwback indicates we're going back in time, and today we go to the year 1983 for the top five songs. Actually, a pretty good week for music, even though it's not 1963, which would probably be better. This is Chrissy Hines. The Pretenders, number five this week, is a great, great, great pop song. Back on the Chain Gang. Back on the Chain Gang. Guitar and these songs. Pretenders are great, I think, actually. She's kind of sexy in her own way. But part of it is kind of how she plays the guitar. She's very confident. I think that's what comes across when you watch her perform and even listen to this. She's got it, and she knows it, and she's working it. Nothing wrong with that. Back on the Chain Gang was number five during this week in 1983. So that brings us to number four, doesn't it, huh? That's the English group Duran Duran. Another good pop tune called Hungry Like a Wolf.
This is a great song. I never get sick of Duran Duran. I love them. Yeah. I saw them live once, and they were so good. Oh, they were so much fun.
Well, it looks like they're having a lot of fun. That's the thing. Like,
and you know every song, even though you don't think you might, but you really do know every song.
Well, here's another one that you know. From 1983, the number three song. This is a studio group called Dexys Midnight Runners. This was it for them. Great song.
This is a one-hit wonder.
Yep. Come on, Eileen. Try to keep your feet still listening to this.
What's so interesting listening to all of these, that I guess it's kind of the MTV era, but I remember the video for at least three of these. For this song, for the number one song, for Hungry Like the Wolf, they all have such iconic videos.
Yep. Come on, crank this up, guys. By the way, it's an English group as well. Just the way.
That, their video, I don't know if you've ever seen the video for this stuff, but it looked like they just shot it. They walked outside of their row house and just shot it right
Yeah, they're all wearing overalls with paint all over them and running up and down the street. And I imagine it didn't take a lot of money to make.
Right.
This is fun. This stuff is just fun. All right, let's continue the fun. It's a good group. They've had a number of good tunes. Stray Cats doing the Stray Cat Strut. Number two. Thank you, Victoria. This is good modern music.
You're welcome. Behind the scenes, people. He gives me so much flack for this.
Yeah, but not today.
1983 was a big idea.
Yeah.
Captain Curmudgeon only likes 60s music.
No, this is good. Stray Cats. Come on, Kara. Let's all move to this. More good guitar movements here. All right. I don't want to talk too much about movements after that story of what's on an airplane seat, so let's keep moving here. Number one, 7 weeks. I never liked this song but when it was out, but I kind of like it now. For whatever the reason, you hear it on the radio and kind
of... For whatever the reason, you and 99% of the rest of the population love this song when it comes on.
Billie Jean. This was the story. He dedicated this to Billie Jean King. Pretty much everybody knew that. For whatever the reason, he was fascinated with her. And she was at her height in the 80s. So, but imagine, 7 weeks. This era was so much competition music, and it stayed at number one for 7 weeks. The power of Michael Jackson.
We could have done the top, like, literally the top 40 from 1983, because when I looked at the list, it's just an incredible year for music.
Yeah, 80s, the 80s, early 80s, better than the late 80s. Late 80s, not so great. Billie Jean was number one this week in 1983, and that's it, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who is very happy now because she knows I'm happy listening and having
fun. I finally dragged him into the 80s.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much. 28 after the hour. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile. 800-208-1797.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USANA.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chief Justice of the Supreme Court John Roberts and President Trump have both condemned the remarks, and now Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri is introducing a measure to censure Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for saying at a rally yesterday that two Trump-appointed Supreme Court justices would pay the price if they rule against abortion rights. Schumer is referring to Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
Chief Justice Roberts calling Schumer's remarks not only inappropriate, but also dangerous. The coronavirus has now spread to more than 75
states on Super Tuesday, still deciding what she's going to do. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
All right, I'm just teasing here a little bit. One of my local politicos sent me a note, and I was giving him a little zinger, as a friendly zinger, and he just went back, "What?" I said, "I'm teasing. I do that. I like to tease. I'm a teaser here on the radio."
Yeah, but your emails are like the worst. So even if you, because email is
today,
tough anyway.
Attack me day.
I did have to respond to one of Doug's emails yesterday. Like, I don't understand what this email is saying.
I know. They're just... They're the worst. And so
Hold on a second. I was very clear in that email that I sent to you yesterday.
No, you weren't. You said...
I was.
You said, hold on. If someone sent you an email and the subject line was, "Can you raise Al?" What does that mean to you?
Al Peterson. Get him. Go.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Can you raise? With no other context. I'm in the middle of doing another show and I get an email that says, "Can you raise Al?"
I needed his attention.
Oh, did you mean reach, Al?
Raise. No, raise the attention. Raise. No, no. Raise. You've never heard that expression before?
Raise has multiple different meanings. I'm like, so anyway.
Are we fundraising? Like, what do you, I've never heard that ever.
Oh.
Can you raise?
I figured it out after reading five times. But, yeah.
What does that mean? I would have gone to dictionary.com to see what the hell you were talking about.
Can I go grab his attention to do something? Where there are about five different ways of saying that are clearer than can you raise him? So anyway,
oh my God.
Maybe listeners can comment on Facebook and let us know if they think that was easy to understand or not, so we can get a majority vote here.
And my point is, email is already, email loses tone. There's no tone in email.
Yeah.
And so,
right. That's true.
So if you're trying, your emails are pretty bad as it is, and if you're trying to add in a comedic streak, then I feel sorry for the person on the other end of that email.
Once again, I'm being attacked by my colleagues.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
I speak visually. Perhaps I do not write visually. I write to the matter of fact.
See, what I find is that...
I make it matter, the words.
That's precise. Not... no, that's see, what you do is you think that you don't have time, and so you just write something really fast.
I was in the middle of doing a program, and I needed his attention.
Well, I was also in the middle of doing a program. I was in the middle of running a show. But
really?
What the problem is that when you write only five words, then it takes five emails going back and forth to figure out what you actually mean, whereas if you take another minute to write something clear, then you can figure it out in one email instead of four different ones.
True story.
And that
Everybody
is
happy
the,
now?
That's the oh. end of my speech.
You happy now?
All right. We'll get to some trending news, perhaps?
Yeah, the spoiler from Masked Singer. Spoiler alert! Victoria is about to do what she really gets annoyed at me for doing. Same thing. She's going to tell you who won on the Masked Singer
already.
Last night. Yeah. There are a lot of movies that have been around for a year, and you still don't like me to spoil them.
Well, that's true. But the Masked Singer is different. So if you're a fan of the show, you're watching it live because the next day it's all over social media. So that's why it's safe. It's like The Bachelor. If you're into it, you're really into it. You're not going to miss it. And so last night was an episode that definitely was one to not miss. And the taco, we're working our way through the season and getting to the semifinals. But last night the taco was sent home. He was unmasked. And before his identity was revealed, this season they've made it really difficult. The clues are harder, and then this season they've brought in, each contestant brings in a friend who's also in disguise, and then the friend offers up some clues. So the taco brought in a friend, and he basically gave some difficult clues that no one could really figure out. But the taco's friend said, quote, both of us help people when they get knocked down, when life hits them in low places, and we always find the humor in everything. It's all about the laughs, right? Then the other clues for the taco were baked beans and a washboard, like an actual metal washboard. So the clues were very confusing. Huh. Then the taco
Sounds
comes
like
out.
Sounds like someone in my email.
Yeah, it is. It's exactly like that. So the taco then comes out, and he sings the Four Tops hit Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, which was great, and he was really, really good, and the judges were completely stumped. And it turns out that it was Tom Bergeron, who is one of my favorites. I love Tom Bergeron so much. And apparently he has had this singing voice that no one knew about. He sounded really, really good, and he was just very fun. And then his friend, who was in disguise, was Bob Saget. So when they were talking about the laughs and hitting people in low places, that was a clue from America's Funniest Home Videos, because they both host that. So it all made sense in the end, and the baked beans is because Bergeron is from Boston. So the clues made sense in the end, but it was really a challenge for all of the judges, the guest judge, T-Pain. No one knew like who this was, so it was really fun, and I love Tom Bergeron, so I kind of wish he was still on it, but he was great.
He's a good guy. I think he's in his early 60s now. He came from Haverhill, Massachusetts. I remember the first time he and I had a conversation about our roots. He was always a good radio person. When he was like a teen, like I was, when we started, we all started when we were young, and he went to Boston, was on three or four stations, radio stations in Boston, did well. He hosted a local when he was on WBZ. He hosted on WBZ-TV a local half-hour evening television show. That's how he got started in TV. And immediately people, he was warm on the radio, and when you saw him on television, he had a grasp of what to do almost immediately. It was like instinctive with him. And I think you still see that today. His instincts are great. He's very much at ease with people. He understands what his strengths and weaknesses are. He is a lot of, quote-unquote, big stars like him because he's not someone who trades. A lot of stars trade on their own and others' visibility in order to get more visibility. He's not like that. He just happens to be very friendly. And people like him.
He seems very genuine. I've never met him, but the first time I saw him, I didn't know who he was until Dancing with the Stars became a show. And I just fell in love with his style of broadcasting. He's so funny, but he doesn't try to be funny.
No.
He's, but like he has these little one-liners that just kind of creep in. And he, I just find him very entertaining. And I think he reminds me, he's kind of like, I think Nick Cannon has because he's the host of The Masked Singer. I think Nick Cannon does a great job. Mm-hmm. Other than those two, I don't really know. It's kind of like a dying breed to be that type of a host.
Carson Daly is not great at it. I don't
zero personality. Yeah, I like Carson, flat. But zero personality. Yeah, yeah. And even Seacrest has very little personality. Yeah. I respect him as a broadcaster, but not a lot of personality there.
Yeah, from the era. That, again, I grew up in, not to keep adding flame to the guy who sent me an email that said I should hang up. But it is something that has come. It's an acquired talent that is almost instinctive or natural. You either have it or you don't have it. And there are fewer and fewer of us, if I can say it like that, it doesn't sound too smug, who just are comfortable in most any situation with a mic or a camera in front of you. McMahon was like that. He was completely comfortable. And by the way, he came from the same neck of the woods as Bergeron did. He came from Lowell, which is just down the street from Haverhill. And it was you know, at the time when early in the radio era, or, you know, well, Ed started the radio before he went into the service in World War II. And continued a radio career, but went right into television pretty much by the time the early 50s came around he was in. Bergeron was in early on in terms of his age. And it was something, I told you guys the story about when I was offered a job as a game show host. And I didn't take it. And I think to myself, my kids and I were talking about that the other night, whether I should have done it or not. Well, 20/20 hindsight is just that. Would it have changed my life if I became the host of a game show? This was, I was in my, I think, mid-late 40s. Probably would have. But I didn't want to not be on the farm in the summertime. And they shoot, most of the game shows shoot in the summertime. Or at least they used to. You know, they do it, it's fast.
That's prime farming time.
Yeah,
right
so, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Well, you should, because every time my husband sees, oh, what's his name? Oh, he's the funny guy. He one of many funny people in Caddyshack, and he was in, you know who I'm talking about, and I just can't think of his name.
Rodney.
And he was in the Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah, Ted Knight.
Ted Knight, right?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Baxter, yeah, was the name of the character.
Lewis is convinced that you two look exactly alike. I see a similarity.
Really?
I definitely do see a similarity, yeah.
I'm looking at his picture now, and I totally agree with
right?
Lewis.
Really?
Every
his
time
voice
we
is
see
different. His voice
yes,
is
his voice
lower.
Is different, but you guys sure. look a lot alike.
Yeah. I would have not made a good newscaster because I ad-libbed too many things. I got into trouble once. I used to do a lot of local TV commercials when I was a kid, and I always got into trouble because I didn't follow the script I ad-libbed.
Shocking.
My way through it. So sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. Tavis Smiley, speaking of people on the air, the folks at PBS not too happy with him since they fired him a couple of years ago for being a little too cute with some of the guests and some of the people working behind the scenes.
I think it was more than being a little too cute. He has to pay a lot of money for sexually harassing people.
Right, yeah. He's got to give it to PBS says you pay us $1.5 million it's not like they can't ruin his career because his career is pretty much over. But there's a kid that got started with me. He came to me when he was a kid, and he wanted to know how to do it. And believe it or not, Hannity did that, too. I mean, I've been around for long enough so I can tell these stories. They used to call it, but Tavis actually really was someone who, if you asked him, he'd say, I paid attention to Stefan. Tom Hartman also is another guy that I helped a lot. I believe it still, my whole life has been about helping people. I think I've done that on the farm. That's my credo. My slogan is, if people ask for help, you give it to them. And I remember Tavis, I saw him once at a broadcasting thing, and he didn't know one end of a microphone from another. And so we just talked about it, and he was the darling of PBS for quite a long time until they caught on to his act. And his act wasn't something that they wanted around. But he became a pretty good broadcaster. I thought his questions, I thought his demeanor with people was good. But you know what? You gotta know your place. This age especially, but you shouldn't have done it earlier. You know, when I was a kid on the air, there were all kinds. I mean, I got molested by a woman who ran a radio station that I worked for, and I was 21 years old. And it has gone both ways, but certainly more men have done it to women than women doing it to men. It just scared me. I didn't know what to make of it. Anyway, that's a story for another time. I wonder what you think about Virginia banning the performance of conversion therapy.
It's about time.
Minors. Yeah, why is it taken? I thought everybody was on the bandwagon.
Because it was
Virginia?
It's only illegal in 20 states. All the other states,
really,
it's
still
illegal. Yeah, yeah. It's because it's the religious right. There's no other way to say it, but that's what it is. It's the Mike Pences of this country who believe that conversion therapy, which only leads to depression, in some cases suicide,
like
of
being
these young
gay
kids.
Is a choice. That's it.
Yeah.
That's,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So you pray the gay away and conversion therapy. So now that Virginia has got a Democratic House, they've been, the first bill, I think, was it 1996? I think that's the last time that the Democrats controlled the House. And so now they passed it. It's about time. It's ridiculous. Oh.
All right, boys and girls, time for us to think about your health and well-being. And the best way for you to get healthy is to make sure you have weight that is appropriate. Your body mass index should be 25. There's a number of different ways you can figure it out. You can look it up and Google it pretty easily. But you don't want to have that body mass index over 25, because all kinds of things will happen to your body. And if you're feeling uncomfortable, if you're really thinking to yourself, I need to do something, it's one thing when somebody else says, hey, Fred, you should lose a little weight. But when you start thinking you need to lose, it's time for you to lose the weight. The best place to go is Calitrin, calitrin.com. They've been around for a couple of decades doing the natural drug-free thing. If you want to convert your body, look better, feel better, be stronger, this is the way to do it. And by the way, none of this stuff will keep you awake. As a matter of fact, take Calitrin just before you go to bed. It does its work while you're asleep. It doesn't upset your stomach. There's nothing here except all natural, healthy. The approach is solid, and 86% of the people who get on this, it's not going to happen overnight, takes you months to lose the weight, but you get it into your system, helps produce the stuff like the collagen protein that pushes the fat out and makes for lean muscle, and the approach is pretty solid, I think. I found it to be that way. Calitrin.com. Right now, the discounts are $10 on every bottle, $10 off every bottle. That's one bottle. Each bottle is a month's supply. So I think you'll be successful and keep the weight off. You need to stay on the program about 6 months. So do that now. Calitrin.com, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Time to Die. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments on the DJV program, and it appears there is news about the James Bond film that was supposed to come out next month. Looks like better not hold your breath. Right, Chucker, what's the scoop here?
Yeah, I mean, that was that surprised myself and a lot of people yesterday when MGM and Universal, who co-produced this latest entry in the 007 franchise, $250 million production, the most expensive James Bond movie ever, have moved the release date from April 10th to now November because the studio is scared of this coronavirus that will hurt the box office pretty badly, at least internationally. I get possibly why they're doing this. Every studio cannot do this. The interesting part is DreamWorks has taken its Trolls sequel, it's called Trolls World Tour, and plugged it into the Bond April 10th release, so evidently they're okay with it. The MGM and the Broccoli family is not okay with that. Listen, all these movies are expensive. Bond is $250 million, but guarantee you, Trolls is a $200 million movie. Also, none of these films are cheap this time of year.
The one Mission Impossible being filmed in Italy is on hiatus now. How much? That's got to be another $200 million movie if it's a nickel, right?
Absolutely. Some of the big films coming out in the next, like, big, what they call big tent poles. Paramount's going to release A Quiet Place 2 on March 20th. They haven't done anything with that release. And Disney's Mulan is going to hit theaters in the next month or two. They have moved the release date internationally for that, but kept the same one here in the States. Going to be interesting to see how this all plays out.
It sounds like they're banking on kids going to the movies and not getting sick. Older people will see Bond, and so maybe they're the ones who would be a little more hesitant to want to sit in a movie theater with people coughing, but kids won't care.
Yeah, or I'm sure every studio in the industry has got the same idea. MGM just acted on it because not every studio can move their movies from now or summer to November because there's just not enough release dates to do that. You got to have, unless you don't have movies for the next few months, I don't think that's going to happen. But this is very interesting. And the National Theater Owners Association of Theater Owners said this is a very unique and unusual situation, and I would tend to agree there.
Yep. Ben Affleck's movie is coming out this week, though, isn't it?
It is. It comes out tomorrow, The Way Back. Getting really good reviews. His performance is getting really good reviews. It is a R-rated movie, though. A little bit surprising there because it does delve into the character's very serious alcoholism. Despite being a sports film, the main theme of that movie is a character's up and down relationship with alcohol. But
I'm very excited
to see that movie.
It's pretty method.
Yeah. Mick Jagger is in a new movie. Did I tell you that I saw the trailer for this last week?
No.
He's been around for a while. I didn't realize he'd been in his movie. I didn't remember. I guess I realized it after I was reminded that he's been in a number of movies over the years because he kind of likes to be in them. There's a new movie coming out in which he is kind of a bad guy. He plays somebody evil. Who hires Donald Sutherland, isn't that who? Or is the other way around? Sutherland hires him, I think, to steal a very exclusive painting for him. He plays the greedy art collector, I think.
How old is Mick Jagger now? He's 70, correct?
76, 77.
I think the last thing I remember him being in, he did a movie called Free Jack with Anthony Hopkins and Emilio Estevez in the 80s.
That was 92. That was kind of a sci-fi thing, wasn't it? Yeah.
It was.
Yep.
One other bit of movie news.
The movie's called, by the way, Burnt Orange Heresy. That's what it's called. It's in theaters this. So it's limited release this weekend and going out wider next weekend, apparently. All right. Excuse me. Go ahead.
The Oscar-winning movie Gladiator, which is directed by Ridley Scott, starring Russell Crowe, is going to get a re-release for its 20th anniversary this April 13th, 14th, and 15th. It will play in select theaters, probably Phantom event, so most people have access if they want to see Gladiator back on the
That's a really good movie. Screen. It's not that's my great normal movie. That's fair, great movie. But it was a good movie.
In the last 20 years, that's one of the most popular films on Blu-ray and DVD sales.
It's so violent.
Ugh. Isn't that also with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, he was
incredible in that movie.
Yeah. All right, well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Another episode capped by a visit from the one and only Chuck Curry. 59.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.